the city.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on the Lance J Radio Network, Paragon 7 Studios, HR Voice of Sirius XM Channel 141. I have so many mixed emotions about this next topic. And I know that everyone has talked about O.J. Simpson and his passing. And he left behind such a polarizing legacy. And it's difficult to discuss. And it's kind of a hot topic, and so many people have extreme opinions on one side or the other. But I lived through this. I remember being at the Pine Forest Academy, the boarding school that I went to. I remember that verdict being read. They brought us all. It was such a major trial, and we've all been through that lived through that era. We remember the OJ was a fugitive on a Friday night. And this white Bronco, if I remember correctly, this was during the NBA Finals. And they like blotted out the NBA Finals. And this story of O.J. Simpson being a fugitive from law in the white Bronco with Al Cowlings driving through Southern California, supposedly with a gun to his head. That took over TV. And really, the O.J. Simpson trial and that story, not just the abuse, but his descent from being a Heisman Trophy winner and being a pitchman. You remember him. I'm old enough to remember the commercials of O.J. Simpson running through the airport to get to a Hertz dealer to get a car rental, which car rentals were relatively new, a newer concept at that point in time. You have O.J., he's just running. He's hopping over chairs. He runs through the airport like he's running for a touchdown. Like he's making a breakaway. But that whole incident and the gossip, that kind of was the impetus for trash TV. The trial, Lance Ito. There's just people that became household names. Johnny Cochran. Mark Furman. Dropping the N-bomb repeatedly. And just having no credibility as a human being. And that was one of those cases where nobody wins, because, and this is in civil court, O.J. was proven to have committed those crimes in civil court. He was held responsible for those crimes in civil court. The Los Angeles Police Department did such a porous job of putting a prosecution team together. They were not able to get him convicted criminally. But you still have, everyone's laughed about this, and you had the memes and all of the jokes and the stories, and it was such a huge topic in the 90s and early 2000s on radio. And if they had podcasts, then there would have been podcasts directed to this and all of that. But at the end of the day, we forget that Nicole Brown Simpson murdered, Ron Goldman murdered in a terrible, horrific fashion. I mean, we're all going to die one day. I don't want to die like that. I don't want to die getting hacked to death with a crude knife in front of my house. And this checks so many boxes. Domestic violence, racism. There are people that hated OJ because of the color of his skin. There are people like me that loved OJ at that time because of the color of his skin. So it kind of highlights things that divide us. It highlighted our worship for celebrities and athletes, and are they perhaps above the law? And with his passing and everyone kind of rehashing that, it's been heavy on my mind. It's like I said, as a sophomore in high school, when OJ got off, I cheered, man. I jumped out of my seat. I was sitting next to my friends in our auditorium. We were cheering. We were dancing around. It's like our favorite team had won the Stanley Cup, the World Series, the seventh game of the NBA Finals, and the Super Bowl all in one. And retrospectively, That's really awful. Because we were cheering on somebody that basically we all kind of felt back then. It's just like, yeah, he probably did this. But because of what African-Americans have faced and so many people that are in jail for crimes that they didn't commit, people have been executed for crimes that they didn't commit, people back in our earlier days before civil rights that were lynched for crimes that they didn't commit, people that are in jail for crimes that they did commit, but they're in jail for 20 years over a brick of weed or petty theft because they don't have the legal support due to being impoverished. We know that African-Americans are often sentenced to harsher sentences than their white counterparts for the same crimes. And as a community, we cheered OJ for getting away with murder because we were so angry in the African-American community for individuals, the Rodney Kings of the world, where we've seen people get the brakes beaten off of them, police brutality. And this is in the early 90s. And I just, the world has changed so much since then. But these racially charged issues, and then, you know, O.J. Simpson, interracial marriage. That's another issue that was really taboo in the 1990s. And there's just so many topics. That O.J. Simpson saga with the unfortunate murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman, it literally changed the fabric of media in the United States. I mean, it was a crossing the Rubicon moment where it was kind of no turning back. And those are my thoughts. I wasn't around when O.J. Simpson was playing football, so I didn't see him rush for 2,000 yards with the Bills. I didn't see him play at USC. You know, I thought of O.J. Simpson as the TV pitchman, the guy on NFL Today, the guy from Naked Gun. I thought of him in that manner. But it's such an interesting multi-layered story. And then it shows the dark side. We don't really know these athletes. And I talk about that on the show all the time. We don't know these people. Athletes or entertainers. We do not know what's going on in somebody's house behind closed doors. We don't know what's in someone's heart. And I think it's interesting how society has changed. And during the OJ era, you had to cover it on True TV. You know, Nancy Grace was covering this. Joan Rivers was covering this. Geraldo was covering this. You didn't have the 24/7 news media cycle. I mean, now imagine a situation like this now and the memes and the coverage on social media and the ubiquity of all of these platforms, TikTok, stuff like that, conspiracy theories. Pretty much anyone now can create their own channel and push out their own content. And it was so different then because we were all glued to the True TV screen. That was the only place where you get access to the trial. And the world has changed so much from a technology standpoint, from a media standpoint. You have proliferation of podcasts. There's no Sirius XM radio back then, but the same themes of taboo and the themes of domestic violence and the themes of us not really knowing who these celebrities that we worship are, and the themes of racism and the themes of interracial marriage and the themes of police planting evidence or dishonesty and corruption in the system, those themes really haven't changed that much. But when we look back on it, it seemed, I said to start the show, I said, all of this stuff is TV. That wasn't TV. People really died. And we were entertained and racially charged by the downstream impact of those murders. And when we look back on that, probably not one of the better times in American history. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network. Paragon 7 Studios.
DJ Connect is the global network leader for artists, musicians, disc jockeys, and record executives. Get your record played anywhere in the world. Copenhagen, Los Angeles, the French Riviera, or South Beach. To learn more, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and don't forget to pre-order the application today on Apple's platforms.
James Lewis.
And what the pistol packing people say, you better obey. Just in the nick of time, I commit the perfect crime. Rip my heart out my chest and put it right into a rhyme. I don't feel pain, cause that's all in the mind. And what's mine's is mine's, and yours is mine.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I'm a bald head with a knife. I want your money or your life. So.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Are you selling mansions with bowling alleys, Bulbul?
A man can dream. Can he?
Yes, he can. But
Zillowing doesn't just mean looking at houses.
Now you can Zillow an agent.
Trish.
And you can even Zillow, wait for it, a home loan. So Zillow your beautiful selves into that place you've been dreaming of. Because now, Zillow means everything you need to get home.